on that stuff that you put on puke all over.
The like, stuff, the powder, like in Walmart.
Yeah, this will fix it.
What's that stuff called? It's like,
I don't know what it's called. Quick dry or something?
Yeah, it's, they put it on the, on the mound too.
Oh, yeah.
When it starts raining.
Yeah.
All right, are we rolling?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Hey, everybody. It's the Title IX podcast on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I am Steph Copley, joined by my beautiful friend, Elisa Woods. Hi.
Hi, I'm furiously trying to find my notes.
This is like what we do.
I know. I think I found them.
Thanks for being honest and not lying about it.
You know what?
You are who you are.
Yeah.
Jared's here with us too. Hi, Jared.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm really quiet in my ears, but I think I'm okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Before we do anything, we need to give a shout out to our wonderful sponsors, the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State.
I love them.
You got to do it.
Hootie-hoo.
Hootie-hoo. So I saw Brent Bloom tweeted today that he was back in his office for the first time since March. So I'm sure lots of faculty and staff are starting to file back into the Ivy College of Business. I'm sure it feels pretty darn good to get back.
Yep. Arnold heads back for 2 days a week next week.
Oh, does he? Mm-hmm. I should have asked you about that too.
Yep. Okay. Monday and Tuesdays.
Okay. How's he feeling about it?
I think he's okay with it. He's ready to kind of like get back. He loves being on campus.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's nostalgic to him. It's just like special to him. He loves Iowa State so much. He's just ready to be back.
And it's beautiful. And yeah. A change of scenery.
Yeah. And there are no crying children and nagging wives.
I'm sure that has nothing to do with it.
But I mean, who's going to make his lunches?
Not you, damn it.
Well, probably me. Shoot.
I think tonight could be a fun episode. We neglected to talk about a major story during our last podcast, and that was Kara Lawson being named the Duke women's basketball head coach.
Yeah.
So I want to touch on that because I think it's important for a couple of different reasons. And connected to that is Becky Hammon coaching for the Spurs. Obviously, she's been assistant coach for a while, but she got to do something special during one of the exhibition games in the bubble. And Pau Gasol wrote a letter about her in the Players Tribune that I want to talk about as well. And then, go ahead.
He wrote that a long time ago, right?
I don't know if he wrote it a long time ago or if they just re-released it
yeah.
But
because it's basically like she's not a good coach for being a girl. She's
yeah,
a good coach.
But I want to read part of it that really resonated again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I've read this before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then I want to talk a little bit about the WNBA. It was one hell of an opening weekend for them. It was pretty awesome. And then we want to talk about football. We're going to talk about tailgating and what we love about tailgating and what we might not get with tailgating this year.
And my Heisman form, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And what we're going to replace tailgating with potentially this year.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It'll be a fun conversation once we get past the sadness.
We're going to replace tailgating with what the Hungry Hungry Hippo game.
Like with ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Wait.
Have you seen
the Hungry Hungry Hippo? Are you going to say this? With
the chairs? The elderly people?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's like the... What? It's the little scooters that you had in
elementary school.
Elementary
gym.
School. And then you use a laundry basket.
Okay. What I'm talking about, they did this at a nursing home with like the elderly residents. But in their wheelchairs, they had like little baskets that they did. I just thought it was the sweetest thing. So we're talking about the same thing, just maybe a different level of physicality.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, that had nothing to do with anything. So
that's a fun game, though.
It is.
Yeah. Jared, do you want to talk about what's on the docket for content this week? You and Rob wrote a couple of nostalgic pieces.
Yeah, we wrote yesterday. I wrote again today about the NBA bubble. I'm going to write tomorrow, start my position breakdowns.
I have a Fanatic favorite coming out Thursday.
Yeah, you got Fanatic favorite coming out.
And then
Jay's supposed to have a piece tomorrow.
Okay.
Jay's been really busy, so we'll see if that comes to fruition. But that's a hope. We hope Chris will have a column at some point. I should have another column on Thursday and one on Friday. I can't remember what they're supposed to be. But I should have a couple more things. And then football and random things.
Okay.
Summer series this week.
There's a lot.
And then the second episode of Elisa and Jamie's.
Yeah, which I want to talk about too. Do you want to talk about an hour in a little bit?
In a little bit.
Okay. Wait, did you say do it in a little bit?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
Let me do our super patron shout out first.
Okay, I want to
Sorry,
hear this.
They're more important than you.
They're pretty important.
So tonight's Cycle Fanatic super patron shout out goes to Travis Christensen. He's been a cyclist since he stepped on campus in the fall of 1994. I love this story. He said when he was buying his books at the Iowa State bookstore, the cashier jokingly said, "Hey, would you be interested in Iowa State football season football tickets for an extra $20?
Wow.
To which he said, "Sure, throw it on the U-bill."
Wow.
And he's been a season ticket holder since, which I just think is the best.
I think mine were 99.
I don't remember how much. I was trying to figure out what mine were.
I think mine were 99, but I think I got the all sports pass.
Oh,
that was
yes.
like 160 or yeah, something like
yeah.
that. I don't know.
That seems like so long ago.
Up. I know.
But he said he is very grateful for all of our coverage, and becoming a patron was a simple decision as a result of that. So thanks, Travis. Thanks for the awesome story. We appreciate it. And as a reminder, if you're interested in becoming a premium subscriber or patron, you can check out all of our incentives, including these shout outs and Zoom calls. We had an awesome Zoom call. Was that last week? Yeah, Lisa missed out on that one. You snooze, you lose,
I
baby.
I was snoozing.
She was snoozing.
Probably holding a screaming
I think
child.
You were holding a snoozing baby
right.
is probably what it was.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
But those monthly Zoom calls have been something to really look forward to. So
you know what? I just can't stop thinking about those books. What do you think he sold the books back for? $12. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know how they buy your book. It's just like insult to injury.
Yeah.
It's just like insult to injury. Well, here's $11 for this book you bought for $112.
Here's 75 cents.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I kept all of my law books, you know, kind of giving a middle finger to the man. And then a couple of years ago, I was like, what the hell am I going to do with these? And I think I ended up donating them.
They're
somewhere.
Probably outdated at
yeah,
this
oh,
point.
100%. I think I kept, you know, my two or three favorite ones, and the rest of them are yeah. probably in some dumpster somewhere.
I
what a joke.
I had a bunch of kinesiology ones that were probably just like, yeah, like the earth is flat. I don't know. That's not kinesiology, but like.
They might be that outdated.
They were pretty outdated when I was there, maybe yeah. even more outdated. Dated now.
Go ahead, Jared.
I have a funny story with that. So I don't know what it was, but there was one class that I took that the book was really. They gave me like $120
back
for it.
What?
Yeah, I left the bookstore a couple times after selling my books back with like $200, $300.
Excuse me?
Yeah. But there was this one book. I remember this specifically because I got all my. He told me what I was supposed to get and all this
yeah.
stuff, and he hands me the money. And then I walked out, and I had kind of thought something was weird about it when he was giving me the money.
Like, after you returned the books, you
yeah,
mean? Okay,
yeah. And
yeah.
then he gave me the money, and I walked out of the store, and I'm walking down the store. I got to my car, and I counted the money again, and he'd given me twice the money for the one book. So I walked out with $240 for one book. And I sat there forever, and I contemplated whether or not I should take
and
the money
And you
back.
Went back in, of course.
And because at the time, I was a 19-year-old broke-ass college student, I kept $120.
Hopefully the statute of limitations is over.
I didn't steal anything. I didn't steal anything.
It was a gift. It was a gift.
Yeah, not my fault. Not my fault.
All right. Well, now that we're in the presence of a convict.
Right.
I mean, that's the least of Jared's worries, I think.
Jared,
he has a rap sheet.
You better go into hiding so you can vote this November.
Get a felony for a book that I took back and they paid me twice the money for.
And it was like in cash and there's no receipt. Like, while you said on the podcast.
You admitted it.
Well, I did feel bad because I was like, man, that guy's going to count his drawers tonight and realize like that he is 100 and something
yeah.
short.
And then he's probably going to get fired.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's the one who like was going to be
Look
on the
at
hook
him.
For it. Not
he's, trying, he's still trying to talk
wow.
himself out of it.
It's not like I was like persuading him, hey, give me twice the money for that, bro.
Next he's going to tell us that he pulled that tag off his mattress. Like, what?
Oh, man. All right. I have two things to say before I want to talk about your podcast.
Okay.
I made a mistake in the last pod. I mispronounced our local sprint car racer's last name. It's McKenna Hassey, rhymes with sassy.
Oh.
So our resident racing expert, Connor Ferguson, Scoots, corrected me. And in response, I'm wearing McKenna's shirt tonight. So
oh, I see
that's
that.
My apology.
It's cute.
Sorry, McKenna.
It's cute. I would like to clarify that my mom did say that Boone's colors were green and pink,
like my shirt
back in the day when she played for Roland Story and they played against Boone.
I'm gonna go ahead and believe your mom.
Somebody said that he was a Boone grad and he had never
yeah
heard.
It was Mike, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't remember who it was.
Okay.
But that he had been on the yearbook
committee,
and he said no.
I don't know.
But he wasn't for sure.
Okay. My other thing that I want to say is right before I left for the pod tonight, I was leaning over and giving Nora, the two-year-old, a hug, and Corey ran over. She's five. And I had my head down, and she jumped up and took, like, the crown of her head, smoked me in the nose, like, square. So if my nose starts bleeding at any point tonight, you just tell me.
It looks real crooked.
It probably is. Sucked. That's how I left the house.
Oof. Yeah. And that just makes your eyes water,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was not in a good mood. I said some naughty words on the way here.
Do you want to hear what my child did to me?
Yes.
So she got in a little trouble for not listening. Then she threw her she threw her colored pencils at me. And then Malcolm's, our baby's door, has a lock on the outside for some unknown reason.
No.
She locked me and Malcolm in there.
Yep.
While my husband was gone. I screamed at her to open it. She opened it. I put her in timeout in her room, and she pulled, I've told her when she gets mad, she takes all of her clothes out of her dresser and throws them on the ground. Yep. I told her, if you do that again, you're going to be in trouble. So she took the entire drawer out.
You didn't tell her not to do it.
Ooh.
You have a little spitfire on your hands.
Ooh.
All right, that's why Elisa's drinking tonight.
I'm almost done with this. I'm going to have to grab another one during the break.
Tell us about your new side gig, side hustle.
So I'm a little obsessed with the way that, as a sport management major, I'm obsessed with the way that all of the pro sports are handling the bubble, the comeback.
The wobble.
Yes. All of the things, like how they're getting back to playing sports. I'm just obsessed with it. And so I asked Chris if I could do a podcast. Excuse me, a little hiccup there from drinking too much.
Too fast.
Yep. I asked him if I could do a podcast about it. Who knows how long it's going to go? Who knows how long sports are going to go? So it's basically about pro sports and how they're handling the comeback of the pandemic. And Jamie Steyer's on it with me. And we're just kind of having fun with it, and we're doing it weekly.
And I heard you and Jamie kind of make a joke at the beginning. Hopefully it's a really boring podcast.
Yes.
Because hopefully that means that people aren't getting
right.
And then the Marlins happened right
Seattle
after that.
Seattle was like, hold my beer.
Yes. So yeah, it's really exciting. I'm excited for you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
So everybody listen.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be fun.
Or else. All right, should we talk about Kara Lawson?
Yeah.
All right, so she's been the assistant coach for the Celtics and was actually in the bubble. I think she was quarantining, you know, the pre-bubble quarantine while she was interviewing for this Duke women's basketball head coaching position, and then was in the bubble when she actually got hired and the news broke, which I just think is kind of, I mean, what a crazy time for
her.
But I just wanted to talk about it because she's 39 years old, and she's the first Black head coach in Duke women's basketball history. And I did a little research, and last year there were only 10 Black head coaches in the Power Five in women's basketball. And in the months following, you know, what was a shortened season, 3 out of the 4 coaching vacancies in the Power Five have been filled by Black women. So I think there's a concerted effort to kind of take a look at what's going on and, you know, what the makeup of women's basketball, collegiate women's basketball particularly. And I just thought it was pretty awesome. And I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, I mean, there are a lot of African-American women who play basketball,
yes,
obviously. And so to have the majority, if not like all of the coaches, be white doesn't make any sense.
It's about time that the coaching starts, the makeup of the coaches start to match the makeup of the players.
Yes. And also it's about representation.
Yes.
I mean, if you want more people of color to apply for jobs, to go to school for those sorts of jobs, like, you have to put people in positions where they can succeed in those jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just thought it was, I'm sure you saw on Twitter, there was nothing but support for her. The Celtics organization kind of threw a celebration. They all had Duke women's basketball shirts on. And in the article that I read, I think it was in the Undefeated, she was, you know, walking her way through the bubble, and people were just screaming at her, you know, we're so happy for you. So it's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
It's a happy story.
Yay.
But that led me to Becky Hammond coaching for the Spurs. Obviously, she's been assistant for a while, but they were rotating their assistant coaches into their head coaching positions in the bubble. I assume the idea is to cover in case someone gets ill.
Yeah.
You know, just to cover all. So, yeah, she got to be a head coach for one of the exhibition games.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, she won the Summer League. Was that last year?
I don't remember.
Last season, won the whole thing as head coach.
And so, okay, so when did, I should have looked to see when Pau Gasol wrote that letter.
I think that it was probably shortly after that, because it's been a while ago that I read that.
So they must have just re-released it in response to. Okay, so I just want to read part of how he introduced the letter. And it was called An Open Letter About Female Coaches. So he introduced it by explaining that his dad was a nurse and his mom was the doctor, and how people always assume the inverse was true. So he wrote, "And now that I'm an adult and looking forward to being a parent in the future myself, I realize even more how lucky I am to have been raised to that standard, a standard by which the only question worth asking isn't about if you're the right kind of person for your job, rather it's about how well equipped you are for your job. In 37 years, I can honestly say I've never once thought of my mom as a female doctor. To me, she's just always been a doctor." And I don't know if I was just in a mood when I read it or what, but that really resonated with me because it's obnoxious when, oh, you're a female attorney.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you're in an industry with a lot of males too. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So good for Powell. Good for Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that stood out to me, and it's been a long time since I read this, but just the way that he talks about the way that she coaches.
Yes.
Being such a unique way of coaching. Like, she picks up on little, just, I mean, like, the angle of your foot type thing.
Yeah, and that's exactly why he said it doesn't matter that, I mean, it has nothing to do with her being a female or male. Yeah. She's just a good damn coach.
Yeah. And I think that he talks about, like, okay, if you're going to pass it, you need to bounce it so it hits him here on his body.
That's exactly
of here
one of them.
On his, yeah, which is like he's just saying, like, she's not a good coach for a woman. Like, she's a good coach.
Yeah. And I feel like over the last month, maybe, we've seen a lot of these assistant coaches start to take up. I don't know if it's just more because people are putting them in the spotlight or if it's happening more. Yeah. But we're seeing more of these assistant coaches being put in these higher profile roles, just kind of like experiments.
Yeah.
But whatever it takes, as long as they're there, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, definitely. And there was a time not too long ago that, now I'm going to forget who it was, coached the Spurs do you know who this was?
Was it Tim Duncan?
Yeah, Tim Duncan. Thank you.
That's why Jared's here.
And they hit a game winner, and he just walked down and shook the coach's hand and didn't react to it at all.
Well, and then afterwards, like, Becky had to take all the questions from the media after it, and it's like he she was coaching when he was playing. Like, why is she not the head coach?
Right.
You know, while Pop is out, but. Anyways, so I'm glad to see that she's getting her opportunity, but it was probably somebody's idea, like, let's get a little bit of media here, but I think the media ended up being a little bit, like, negative.
So I hope that Pop doesn't get sick, and because no one's wishing anybody to get ill during this, but it would be cool to see her in an actual, not just an exhibition game, but
definitely.
Clearly she's capable, and I'm guessing at some point it's going to happen.
And if she were a man, she would be a head coach at this point,
yeah,
or she
I
would have had her
true.
Opportunity to
right.
be a head coach.
And I think everybody knows
yeah.
that. Yeah.
True.
Do you want to talk about the WNBA or do you want to talk about other stuff first?
WNBA.
Or did you watch any of it?
Did not.
Admittedly, I didn't either. I was paying attention. I didn't sit and watch.
I watched the very tail end of a game, and I can't even tell you who was playing. Vegas.
But the statistics were very, very positive. The viewership was way up. So it kicked off on Saturday. And according to ESPN, the opening day matchup, it was between LA and Phoenix. It was on ABC and was the most watched season opener since 2012, and it was up 20% from last year's season opener. And then I saw today that the four games that were played over the weekend, the viewership was up 63% over the average for 2019.
Oh, wow.
So, and I know this is a culmination of a lot of factors, and I know part of it is just that they're, you know, we don't have all the sports that we typically do, but I also feel like they've done a damn good job of marketing and trying to put themselves out there and make themselves visible.
Yeah.
And the NBA has helped. For sure.
I will say, and you just saying this reminded me, so the Vegas head coach, Bill Laimbeer, was on the Bad Boy Pistons for like 10 years or something.
Did this pop into your head?
Well, Arnold and I talked about it at the end of that game.
Okay.
So I don't know. He's cool to see. He like wears a sweet headband. It's really kind of cool to see that.
Did you see all the orange hoodies?
Mm-mm.
So you guys should check this out when you talk about your, you and Jamie. A bunch of the like high profile NBA stars were wearing the orange WNBA hoodie over the weekend. And it was the top selling item on Fanatics over the Fanatics, the NBA, WNBA sponsored website. So there was a lot of buzz about, you know, if the WNBA can have the highest selling item, like you just need to put the proper pieces in place to make it happen. And hopefully they can really take advantage of this.
Nice.
I hope they do.
Yeah, me too.
I saw that only their four fans cared, though. That's what Tommy Lahren said.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not. Okay.
I don't even want to say it.
They're four fans.
She was also complaining about them standing up and walking out during the national anthem, and that's not even going to happen.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think you're making a pretty big assumption to think that. I'll say it. I think you're making a big assumption to think that Tommy Lahren's going to be informed in any way.
Right. Like, I don't think she knows anything about that WNBA. I think she's just, like, regurgitating what she's heard from someone else.
Oh, yeah.
She's my favorite.
The idea that she. I don't care. I'll say it.
You just say it, Jared.
The idea that
those of us who can or cannot.
I truly do not think that she believes anything she says.
Mm.
I mean, I think that she just plays a character. And
that's a good point. Popular character.
That's the end of my... that's the end. I'm not going to say anything else.
Thanks for your input, Jared. Yeah.
And you can write us at...
You can slide into Jared's DM.
Hey, hit me up. I'm more than happy to. If you guys want to sit here and debate Tommy Lahren, then I'm more than happy.
Jared, like, if you want to play, we'll play.
At Jared Stansberry on Twitter. Get out.
So for that Fanatic favorite I'm doing this week, I interviewed a couple of awesome ladies who you'll meet on Thursday when it comes out. But they were talking about sliding into our DMs. And they specifically said it for me. It made me laugh so hard. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah. It's good stuff. People are, you know, catching under our catchphrases, I guess. All right. Should we take a quick break and then talk about tailgating?
Yeah, because I need another drink.
Okay. We'll be right back. All right. So the truth of the matter is, we're going to play college football because we say we're going to play college football. Damn it.
You know what?
We're going to will it.
Bleep.
And
that was me bleeping your damn it. dang it. I just said it too.
Bleep. Bleep. But tailgating's potentially not going to be the same. And by potentially, I mean definitely not going to be the same. And I'm going to miss it. I know you're going to miss it.
So we were planning on having a tailgate at our place for the Iowa State game.
But now you can do it for Ball State.
I know. I think we're going to try and do it for one of the other games.
So Alisa and I just kind of wanted to talk about things you can do at home instead of, you know, what we typically do at the lots.
Yeah.
So we're going to call this the anatomy of the at-home tailgate.
Yes.
All right. And, well, should we talk about what we're going to do on Friday?
We're going to post a bunch of recipes.
Yeah. Okay. So the
That was aggressive.
But to be fair, we're both really excited about it. We've been exchanging recipes and lists of food, and we both got really hungry.
We may or may not publish my chocolate chip cookie recipe.
Yeah, so guys, pay attention because it's top secret until we give it to the world.
Yeah, it's top secret that I'll give to anybody who asks.
It's very special.
I give it to people who don't even ask.
She has flyers that she stands on the corner.
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea is we're going to talk about maybe what a fun at-home tailgate could look like.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, I think, right, Jared? Friday?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to release our...
He has no idea what we're talking about.
He's not listening. So Friday, we're going to release our top five, our power rankings for for morning kickoff, foods, and drinks. Mid-afternoon kickoff, food and drink, and then evening, food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
But they all have a special twist, which we'll talk to you about on Friday when we release it.
I don't even know the special twist.
Yes, you do.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Okay.
All right, so let's go. What you got for me?
Okay, so do you go with, and we're... This tailgate, we have to decide whether we're going to do it in the dead of winter or if we're going to do it kind of in the fall.
I say fall. Okay. Here's why. Because who the hell knows what the dead of winter is going to look like? Let's just go with what's guaranteed.
Okay.
What we think is guaranteed.
So
I have to stop saying things like that because I don't want to jinx anything.
Okay. Steph, you're not that powerful. So do you go with a TV? Do you go with a projector? Or do you try and do like a projector outside?
Okay, I think if you want to make it as authentic as possible, you go with the projector outside. Because, you know, that first game of the year can be like 95 degrees where everybody is just sweating their balls off.
Okay.
Why not just do that at home?
Listen, money bags. I'm going with the TV that I already have.
I don't have a projector either. But if you do, you should do the projector.
Yes, if you have a projector and can do it outside, I say do it outside.
I do too. Make it as authentic as you can.
I watched the Saints win the Super Bowl on a projector outside.
Your projector money bags?
Heck no. Especially when I lived there. Heck no. I was very in debt.
Okay, so womp womp TV.
Do you do it in the front yard where everyone can see you and like random people can stop by? Or do you do it in the backyard where you probably like have a deck and...
Do you want it to be a real tailgate?
That's the
question. I think that if you want it to be this authentic, like, game day feel, you do it in the front yard.
Yeah, in the backyard, it's a barbecue.
I agree with that.
But you got to pull your grill out to the front, which I'm willing to do.
I know you're capable of doing.
Yeah.
Because you're the griller in the house.
I am the griller.
And the smoker.
And the smoker.
And the patio installer and the landscaper.
Smoker. Patio may have been defunded this week, but we'll see.
It's just, you know, TBA.
Yeah. TBD.
TBD.
My friend has an ambulance that they have, like, not like I'm going to get hurt. Like a cyclone. Yeah, like a cyclone ambulance. He said he might bring it by.
That would be awesome.
Isn't that sick?
Yes.
I think that's the real thing. You gotta bring some sort of like other thing.
To make it something other than a barbecue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that, or like somebody bring their like fifth wheel. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
With their what's the thing you wanted to invent that already, the hitch?
Oh, yeah, the removable hitch
that already exists.
Yeah, rude. But also, I feel like it might be key to get a trailer or what do you call it, like a camper, so people don't have to go to the bathroom inside
your house.
They can go in the camper.
Well, whose camper is this?
Somebody else's camper. Money bags.
What we need to do is just find the money bags. That should have been step one.
We're going to have t-shirts made that just say money bags.
No, wait. It's going to say money bags ? Like, are you out?
Money bags? Slide into our DMs. Okay. So this is serious, you guys. You got to make sure to get paper plates. You got to check the garbage often. Set out a separate bin for cans and bottles, because we do care about the environment, even if grocery stores aren't giving us 5 cents, but they're still charging us 5 cents.
They can now.
Some of them can.
They can take them now?
As of Sunday.
But what was the situation? They were charging us 5 cents and then they weren't taking the cans back.
For months. I assume
they still get your 5 cents.
Now, that but, assumes you kept
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you got to hold
that's
on
that's disgusting.
To them.
And it smells and there's flies. It's
but
just not okay.
I didn't buy any cans during that time.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think I'm sitting on a small fortune.
Okay, money bags.
Where are they?
I can't tell you that.
Undisclosed bunker.
It's
like a chipmunk. He dug a hole in the ground. Put him in the spring.
Basically my offshore bank account.
How long have you been waiting to cash those in? Have you been checking like so which you guys can
wait,
see
do
his
you get,
face?
Do you get extra money for those big old cans? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
Do you get extra money for the Red Bull cans? How many Red Bull cans do you think you have?
I worry about his Red Bull consumption.
Nah, he'll be fine.
I mean, I only drink like one a day.
That's a lie. I know that's a lie.
Usually.
One of those big ones, though.
It's a gallon.
You've seen the big ones, right?
I've gotten him a big one before, I think.
Well, I'll just say the Red Bull cans are not a concern. But in fairness, I had not gone and done this for a while prior to them shutting it down.
Okay.
But also being at home a lot for that period of time also increased the...
Your offshore bank account?
Yeah.
Okay.
This will probably be a multiple trips situation.
Will you get us something nice with your fortune?
Yeah.
I mean, probably buy more to start the next one. You know?
And a little something-something for us?
All right. Well, remember, I am going to just throw this back. The only person that's ever brought us snacks is Chris and not you.
It's true.
I haven't forgotten.
Oh, those were good snacks, too.
Thanks, Chris.
Those were good snacks. And I know Chris's ass didn't bring you any snacks.
Yeah, he did
bring
us snacks.
What did he bring?
Fongs. Yeah, he brought us Fong snacks. He brought us egg rolls and the little cheesy egg rolls.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Like, I can smell them now.
And you know
freaking
what?
Kidding
and you know
me?
What? Do you think Chris paid for those?
I'm going to text Chris right now.
I don't care if Chris paid for them. The fact is, he brought us food. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Money bags. Chris Williams, money bags.
Slide into our DMs. So I think that having an at-home tailgate is really nice, too, because you have a refrigerator, so you don't have to get a bunch of coolers. Do you have a refrigerator in your garage?
No, because I'm not a money bag. So you have to be a money. I know. I feel like that's when you've reached adulthood.
I know.
Is when you have one of those.
I know.
And here's the thing. My sister just bought a townhome. She's 30.
Don't.
She's 30. And
you're just telling everybody your sister's age, Sam. I'm so sorry.
But she is like,
there's nothing I could have done. I tried to stop her. I'm so sorry.
But let me just say, she's irresponsible. She's immature.
Sam.
She's not.
Listen,
but
Sam.
When it comes to like the scale of responsibility, I'm like 100 and she's a 7. But she got a damn refrigerator in her garage before I did. So what does that say about me? I've failed.
She's a money bag.
I've failed.
Sam,
life.
Hit me up. I'll be your
sorry,
sister.
Sam. I didn't mean anything I just said. Except all of it.
Okay, so no fridge in the garage. We may have to pull out coolers because, listen, I don't need all the flies in my house because people are going in and out.
And we want to support that ice shop on the in Ames, that locally owned ice shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Listen to the last episode if you don't know what we're talking
Slide
about.
Slide into our DMs if you stop there.
Yeah. Yes, please.
And then also
them.
You can have like a power strip for your crock pots. You don't have to, I mean, really, truly, even if you have the little snaps on the top, transporting a crock pot is sketchy.
Yes.
Those little thing, the little handles on the
can't
side.
Can't trust them.
No, you cannot
trust. How many
trust
times
those?
Is one of those puppies flipped over in your car? It's happened to me.
Numerous times.
Same.
Numerous.
You too, Jared?
I wasn't listening.
I got.
Never mind.
The back seat still smells like peach cobbler.
There are worse things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What tipped over?
Crockpots.
Crockpot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And now with the new fangled Instant Pot, it's like a crock pot in 12 minutes.
Yeah, I still don't have one of those.
Oh.
But
I do.
Money bags. Yeah, so the whole idea here is we're just trying to think of positives of having to tailgate at home.
Yeah.
And you can get fancy schmancy because you can bring the crock pot
you
or
can
all
get
the
so fancy schmancy.
Yeah.
You
and
can
I
get
have
cow water troughs. And then once you put the beer in there, but then once the beer is gone, you dump the ice out. Oh, no, actually keep the ice in. And then you carry it around the back. And then
it's a pool.
The men can go back there and pee in it just like it is.
Oh, that's okay. Not where I thought you were
nope.
going with it.
Nope, I thought we were going to do like a cold and balls Kevin Hart type. Like.
No, that's how it is.
No, it's now it's the kids' pool.
Yeah. Drop the kids off at the pool.
Yeah. Also.
I mean, they'd probably pee in it too. I don't know.
That's true. I mean, do we put the kids in there or does Jared drop the kids off at the pool in there?
We've really digressed.
Yeah. Pools are at a premium right now, guys. You got to get creative.
That's right.
We snagged one. We've swum in it exactly once.
Well, we use ours like every weekend.
Do you?
Yeah. The like plastic.
Yeah, you gotta wake up early and fill it up. And let me tell you one thing, that's not what I'm thinking about first thing in the morning is filling up my tub.
I think about it just because pool. I want to get out of the house. So,
oh,
yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Y'all got pools?
I mean,
yeah. We're money bags.
These are the pools that most people give to their dogs, is
my
what
pool,
we're talking about.
My pool is the size of
the plastic
this table.
One. Yeah, mine too.
That was not clarified.
Not
I was
that.
Gonna say, okay, so
I
hold
think,
up. You're holding out on me here.
No, I think most people know we're talking about the plastic ones.
What if we were like super rich and we had like really nice pools in the backyard?
Jared
and we're like,
didn't know.
Oh, sorry, we didn't tell you. Like, sorry, Jaren.
I mean, we had a pool at my house growing up. We were super rich.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. It's been there for a long time.
All right. Let's just talk about this for a second. You talk about how you're this Southern Clarinda boy. I'm calling bullshit on this.
Yeah, what? You lived in, like, a sweet country house.
With
a pool?
Okay, can we hold up for 1 second?
No,
the context of this is that my grandpa built this house in, like, 1974.
Which is even cooler.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but then he put an in-ground pool in 1974. 1974. Not the same as in 2004 when we moved.
Is it a hole in the ground with water?
Well, not anymore. We filled it in, so it's not there anymore.
It's a hole in ground with water.
It turns out it got progressively more and more expensive to maintain a pool as time went on.
You're not helping yourself here.
No, that's why it got filled in and it's not there anymore.
And yet we did it.
No, it's not there anymore.
Somehow.
I was like in middle school. We moved there when I was fourth grade. I think that they filled it in when I was in seventh grade. My dad messed with it for 3 years and he was like, nope, I'm done. Not doing it anymore.
Well, you shouldn't have brought it up then.
Just saying, like,
he just brought up a pool.
You don't have to be
like,
that rich to have a pool.
No,
it's
he tried
like,
to like flex on us with a pool, and then he's
not,
oh, but it wasn't
flexing.
Really a thing.
I'm not flexing.
Oh, you're flexing.
We can tell you've been flexing the whole time you're here, sleeveless.
Sorry, sun's out, guns out. I don't know. Got my tan. Did you guys not see that drawing yesterday? Like, my shoulders look good. I don't know.
I did see that drawing. Yeah. I didn't
that
notice
was a
your
good
shoulders,
picture.
Though.
If somebody wants to draw a picture of me,
just make us look good.
Yeah, listen, like, you know, Chrissy Teigen, how she's been looking lately? That's about how I'm
her
looking
skin.
Lately. She's just a goddess.
She is a goddess. Her and J-Lo.
Chrissy, slide into our DMs.
Yeah, seriously.
What's
Girl
your
crush.
Secret?
She did tell what her, she came out and said it, but I'm sure it's nothing I can afford.
Expensive.
Money bags.
Money bags.
Anyway. What? Are you done?
I have more things.
No, keep
but,
going.
Okay, so I just have like some people that you typically...
I have this too. Okay, so this is going to be
you
fun.
Think you're going to see at a yes. tailgate. Okay, so the guy who didn't bring any beer but keeps offering to go to the fridge for beer and asking what everyone wants. Like, bro, that's my beer. Like, why are you offering my beer to
it's
everyone?
It's not a tailgate unless you have that person.
Right.
So
somebody.
Figure out who it is and invite them to your home.
Right. The guy who got real swole during quarantine.
Jared!
And he brings his own protein shake and just a plate of bacon because he's gone keto. And then he does push-ups with the cheerleader every time we score. You know, the cheerleaders do their push-ups.
Oh, yes.
He's like, oh, pumps out six of them. One more. Not on his knees either. He like does a real push-up.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. The person asks you, this is my grandma, the person who asks you what you need every time your plate is empty, it's
I have that on my list. I have that on my list. We all have that grandma.
We all do. The girl who talks really loudly about the game so everyone knows that she likes sports, and then she gets mad when the guys don't high five her because they don't believe that she actually knows her shit.
That's me.
No, that's me. That's us. I felt like that was you, me, and Jackie. Don't you think?
So good.
That's like the three of us. The guy who's on his phone the entire time. Or the girl.
Yeah.
They're just on their phone the whole time. Never look up. Everyone cheers. They're just like...
They haven't turned off their clicks.
Right. The person from the unnamed rival team who comes just to boo for your team.
While wearing that unnamed
rival. Even though you're not playing against their team, they've come to like cheer for the other team, but they're not wearing the other team's team gear. They're wearing their team gear, which happens to be like your in-state rival.
I mean, just happens.
Or rival, whatever. The girl who says, I only drink mango White Claw, and I'm really surprised you didn't have any. Like, oh, I only drink the mango ones. You have black cherry?
Huh. That was awkward.
Weird. Should have brought my own, I guess. Doesn't come in like the combo, but I just thought that you'd get like a separate one for me because you knew that.
That same girl will also subsequently complain when the other team's best player breaks a tackle and then yells, tackle him.
Tackle him!
Okay, that's really good.
Get him!
Get him!
Yeah. I have another one that I can add.
Okay. The last one, the what can I bring person who really saves your butt and picks up napkins on the way.
Why are you looking at
that? That's Steph. She texts you on the way. I mean, you've never been to one of my tailgates, but I guarantee Steph texts you on the way. And then
I sext you? Is that what you almost said?
You sext me on the way. I mean, you have sent me some racy pictures recently.
I have. That is true.
Our friendship has progressed to literal sisters.
This is actually true.
Yeah. Oh, I do have one more. The guy who lives and dies by every play.
Yeah.
This guy would probably fall into that category. Wait, you're talking about me?
No.
Oh, no, okay.
No.
This guy would probably fall into a similar category as that one.
Guy.
We need go under center guy. On third and short, fourth and short.
No, why aren't we going under center?
What are you doing? Go under center. Come on.
Even though we haven't the entire
QB
season.
Sneak. We haven't, obviously hasn't gone under center in 3 years. Yeah. Go under center.
What are you so afraid of? Are you like telling Brock Purdy not to go under center? Is that like a thing? Can the media ask him after the game if like they're telling him not to go under center?
I'm tweeting at Jared Stansberry right now. Why did they not go under center
at Jared Stansberry
on third and short at the opponent's 22-yard line? And then we also need I don't like Brock Purdy because he won't run guy.
No. How about the run it back guy who thinks that they should run it back for every single, like, whoa.
Tariq
Milton himself up.
Tariq Milton has a guy that's this far away from his face. He's
run it back.
Why did Fair catch that? That's a touchdown.
That's six right there. That's six.
I also have one to add. It's similar to your grandmother who always asks if you need food immediately after. We have the uncle bartender who, as soon as you take one sip of your drink, is back to fill it up to the brim. This is not my family, by the way. These people are completely fictitious characters. The brother-in-law who yells things that makes everyone in a 10-foot radius around you uncomfortable. Ooh. Sometimes they're politically based, sometimes they're not.
Oh, jeez.
And the grandparent who shoves sugar down your children's throats even after you told them no at least 17 times.
Oh, yes. So when I was younger, all my cousins were older than me and my brother, and they gave my brother Mountain Dew, just pumped him full of Mountain Dew.
This happens. Like I have pictures from last year of the girls eating like cookie after cupcake after cookie.
Same.
Yeah. Me too. I wonder where they get it.
Yeah, I mean, they were going like cupcake for cupcake with me. It was crazy.
All right, that's all. Those are all the people. I
will note, I mean, is it just Iowans who, like, when you put your plate in the garbage, you turn it upside down and press the whole
garbage
down?
I don't know, but
down?
I do it. I do it.
Yeah, because you don't want everybody to know what you didn't like.
Yep, that's so true.
Like, didn't like your potato salad, but I'm just going to turn it upside down, and you won't know if it's my potato salad in there or not.
I don't know if it's an Iowa thing or not, but I kind of hope it is.
I think it is.
So, yeah, what we're going to do... Go ahead.
I have one more.
Yes. Please, these are great. Keep them coming.
The guy who walks around with a bottle of Fireball...
Oh, no.
...and offers it to everyone, but everybody says no. But every time he comes back, you see the bottle has gotten...
Right.
...considerably emptier.
Yeah.
And you're like, I have not seen anyone else drink... And you find out that he has drank the entire bottle of Fireball.
Or how about the, like, apple whiskey? Do you guys know who I'm talking about? His initials are TF.
Yep.
That
I only know that from you.
No,
I've never personally experienced
No, that
this.
Apple, whatever it is, the apple whiskey, it's really good.
That dude comes up to me when I'm working and says, hey, do you want...
The Fireball?
Yeah, no. You want apple pie shot?
TF. Oh, they're so good.
No, man, I'm working.
I'm working. Yeah, I'll take one. Also, how I will say Andy Fales also does that at his parties. He will force the apple pie shots on you.
There's always somebody at a tailgate or a party or whatever.
There's always a guy.
But it's not a tailgate or a party unless they're that person's
and
there.
And they are welcome.
Yes.
At any tailgate of mine.
So yeah, Elisa and I are going to put together our lists, and we kind of already did. And the twist is just that it's we're doing it at home. That means it can be fancier or something that would be very inconvenient to bring to a tailgate.
Yeah.
You knew the twist.
We fancy.
Yeah, we fancy. Fancy Nancy.
I'm making eclairs and macarons. Actually, that would be a good thing to make.
Are you? But you did though last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
They looked amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. You should shout out your Instagram page so people can look.
Sift and sprinkle. The letter N. Sift and sprinkle. I don't actually like bake for other people because I did that at one time and I got real tired of it. But I just post everything that I bake and then I eat it all.
And they're beautiful.
I bring it to my parents.
Well, they're really pretty. So
thank you.
You did good work.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else?
Nothing. Jared's got to get home. He's got curfew tonight.
Jared's tired because he went to a baseball game and stayed up late last night.
You sounded like Sarah Palin.
Wow.
Throwback. Anyway.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll make sure you go get tucked in nice and tight. All right. Go Cyclones.
Go State.